This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yes, I'm back. It's me. Sorry you guys have to listen to some replays, but I was away on vacation. And listen, I rarely do vacation to vacation. I worked the whole time I was gone. Yes, I did. It was a lot of work. For those of you that were following me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, you saw the types of potties I had to try to relieve myself in. I went to Europe, and it was absolutely a phenomenal trip. I'm going to tell you guys how to do it reasonably because, you know, the Walmart waxes, you know, we don't like to spend a lot of money anywhere. And we were able to, be able to see London, Paris, Rome, Venice, Lake Como, and it was probably one of the most phenomenal trips we've ever been able to take. And it was kind of interesting to see how things, you know, are done in other countries, especially in the light of terrorism. We had been on the bridge that had sustained the Westminster killings with somebody driving on the side of it to ram over passengers. We were on the London Bridge. It was interesting to see how people were, were going about their daily lives in the face of terrorism. Now, many of my American friends and listeners were like, oh, be careful going over to Europe. I was listening to the news when I was over there. Oh, my gosh. I mean, look at what happened over here. There was a Las Vegas doctor that was shot by a patient as well as staff. Was it the doctor and the staff? Anyway, in Las Vegas alone, somebody comes in and starts shooting. I, within a medical center that's kind of right near one of my favorite places to eat, and we know this clinic very well. And then the next day, a doctor opens fire at a Bronx hospital, killing doctors and killing another doctor and shooting at medical students. And then I believe when I was over there, and you guys schooled me, what did I miss? I mean, oh my gosh, I heard that a taxi crashed into pedestrians near Logan International Airport. And even though it's being investigated as an accident, again, these things are just happening all too often. And so, I don't know where it's safer. I don't know whether it's America that's safer or Europe that's safer, but all I know is that this is crazy, and every day we hear something. Now, you know, some of you argue, look, Dahlia, the news is now, you know, broadcasting it and covering it more. So when you hear something like this happen, it's all over, you know, it's all over the news now where it wouldn't be. I disagree. Okay, a doctor walking into a hospital and shooting up other doctors and medical students and patients having to take cover, that would have gotten news no matter what decade we were in. A cab, you know, plowing into a bunch of pedestrians, that would have gotten news coverage. So this is crazy. We have a New York, just last night, we have an NYPD officer fatally shot while she was just sitting in her police vehicle in the Bronx. And they're calling it an assassination where an ex-con marched right up to her vehicle and through the window shot her in the head. Officer Miosotis Familia, 48 years old, was mortally wounded. And this was just on a Bronx street while she was keeping an eye on things 4th of July. This was at the end of her 4th of July shift. And Alexander Bonds, who killed her, was then shot to death in a gunfight with two cops, responding to a desperate call for help from her partner. He had called in saying, shots fired. I need a blinking bus, 1085, 1085. My partner's been shot. When you hear him, it just blows your mind. mind that you know, the fear that our, you know, first responders and our police officers have to deal with, you know, on a daily basis, and the danger they face. So I, man, I'm glad I'm back. I, you know, really miss the United States. Trust me, I missed you guys so much, and I wanted to do my show out there, if I could have, you know, but I was just really whacked out. There was like no way to sleep. I've basically been up for almost 12 days, because I'll tell you in a second, it was just really hard to sleep. But, you know, I gotta tell you, it's crazy all over. It is just crazy, and nobody seems safe. We're going to talk about some of the issues that violence issues, especially in medical offices where I live in Las Vegas. Many of them are kind of pain medicine related. You know, this last shooting that happened, well, you know, with somebody walking into a doctor's office, he had not had an appointment, and so he wanted an appointment, and I guess they denied him, and that's when he started shooting. You know, like, what's going on? I don't think he hit the doctor. I thought he hit the staff, unfortunately. I mean, anybody being hit is unfortunate. So, you know, are we going to see more types of violence in medical offices because of our fight now on the opioid crisis? You know, or people just getting frustrated that they can't get an appointment? Is that what they're doing? They're just turning to guns? We're seeing ex-employees turn to guns. You know, what's going on here? We've got a lot of other stuff to cover. We have a man who, 4th of July, Lord have mercy. 4th of July, there's always somebody that gets hurt. And, you know, kids get hurt. One of our relatives got blinded in the cornea by watching one of these street sparklers. Or what were those things that jump along the street? Anyway, jumped, hit his eye, he lost his cornea, he's blind in one eye. Well, we have a man who tried to kill wasps with fireworks. Thank God he's okay, but he destroyed the garage. Mike Tingley from Grand Blanc Township, Michigan, wanted to clear out some wasps. And so he set off a smoke bomb inside the garage. And then his do-it-yourself extermination attempt turned into flames coming out of the garage. Building was completely engulfed, and there were fireworks that were stored in the garage, and then those started to explode, and the display, according to ABC News, was not very festive. So the garage is completely obliterated. Luckily, nobody was hurt. I don't even know if the wasp nest got taken out in the process. But unfortunately, we're going to be hearing of a lot of post-4th of July wounds. I hope you guys were careful. Man, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I got off a plane a few hours ago, and it was about a 10-11 hour. It was about an 11-hour flight coming back from London. And so while I was out of town, I tried to, you know, watch as much news as possible, but you didn't really get Fox News or CNN or MSNBC or any of the news outlets out there. Maybe a little bit of BBC News, but other than that, I didn't really hear much about what was going on until I had internet access. So you guys need to school me. I don't know what's going on with the possible Supreme Court resignation. We've been hearing rumors that one of the Supreme Court justices, Justice Kennedy, may be considering resigning. I haven't heard anything since. definitely give me the scoop. If you guys have heard anything also with the GOP healthcare bill, I haven't heard much that happened before the break, so my guess is they're still trying to labor to get the 51 votes in order to pass the Senate version of the American Healthcare Act. We will keep you posted as soon as we hear, but you guys may actually know more than me. Before I left town, Caitlin wrote, I want to be caught dead in Europe. Too dangerous for Americans. Be safe and get out of there as soon as you can. Caitlin, I gotta disagree with you. Europe, I felt very safe in. I felt just as, cautious as I would on America streets. Okay? You know, there's, I think this is a, as we discussed in the previous segment, I think, you know, in terms of the, violence and in terms of the terrorism acts, et cetera, I think, you know, we're seeing it all, no matter where you go. And I have to really hand it to Europe after, because I went there a couple weeks after the, you know, the driving killings, the car killings that occurred in London, the Notre Dame hammer wielding terrorist. By the way, guys, if you're ever in Paris, you have to see Notre Dame. By the way, you know, let me talk to you guys about how inexpensive it is to go to Europe and to enjoy Europe. Okay. I mean, doing it right. Okay, I always thought that in order to go to Europe, you had to be rich. You had to be wealthy. No, I'm still in radio. I did not win a lottery or anything, so, you know, no. I was noticing on Facebook that lots of people were able to go and able to see these amazing structures. And so we didn't want to go because we didn't think we were going to have the money. And, you know, there's ways to do Europe that is so reasonable. And, you know, like Notre Dame, the Notre Dame Cathedral, absolutely phenomenal. It's free to get in. It's free to go in and see. Most of these cathedrals and basilicas and areas around Europe are free to walk into, and you get to see the beauty, you get to pray, you get to, there's so much to enjoy there for free that you don't have to spend the kind of money that you think you have to spend. It was, it blew my mind. It was amazing. And, you know, to get out there, flying to Europe is probably the most expensive, part of the trip. And so you really have to make it an art when it comes to these miles. All right. I didn't realize, and again, I'm not I know we talk about money and we talk about economy a lot, you know, on the show, but I think that some of the biggest bang for your buck ends up happening with these miles that you get on these credit cards. Now, I mean, my favorite credit card has always been Discover, because I like getting some money back. But my husband showed me that when you actually use these miles, these like Capital One cards or these cards that give you airplane miles, you're actually getting hundreds of dollars off any trip that you take. And mind you, I got kids. And so if I could get their tickets for free, wow. And there's so much you could put on your credit card. The key is, of course, is to paying off the credit card, right, each month so you don't have finance charges. But I guess if you could do your house mortgage on your credit card, if you could do your water bill, your electric bill, your car payment, if you could do all those things on the credit card and pay it off each month so you don't get finance charges, as opposed to just paying a check out of your checking account, these miles add up. And it helps pay for tickets. So that's right there, you're already saving thousands of dollars on the flight. Okay? Then, okay, in Vegas, you get to go direct to London. So London was amazing. And like I said, you know, you saw a little bit of people on edge. They were, they didn't like stasis. By stasis, meaning they didn't like, people standing around asking for directions like us. You know, they wanted to keep the crowds going. And so the one thing I picked up on in London, recent terrorist attacks was, guys, don't stand around and block up the line. Keep people moving, right? Let's not stand still. So in the airport, they had it down to a T, and they had us moving. They had us getting into the cabs, getting onto the train station. The train station was excellent. Great way to save money. Take a train if you can everywhere. The metro subway system and train system in England, in France, phenomenal. Rome, I was told not to trust because Rome has a lot of issues underground, but France and England standpoint, take a train. It's easier. Cabs can be a little pricey, but still not as expensive. Now, the euro dropped. The pound, I think, has dropped. And so, you know, your dollar gets you a lot more. than you think. London, you have to check out the London Tower. You have to check out the bridge. But see, for us, we wanted to see as much as possible. And I think we were only there for 12 days because we just couldn't do a whole 14 days because it's expensive to get a hotel room, etc. Your hotel room is pretty costly. And so in 12 days, we wanted to see as much as possible. So we did London for a couple days. Then we took the Eurostar into Paris, so we were able to see the Eiffel Tower. Then we took a plane ride from Paris to Rome. Wasn't that expensive. You could also do a train. So we saw Rome, we saw the Colosseum, etc. Then we went to Venice, and then after that, we wanted to drive around. Tell you why later, and we rented a car, which wasn't that expensive either. So, you know, I'm going to write all this down so you guys can see if you are thinking about going, and you have to. You know, life is too short. For those of you that have never been to Europe, you have to see these things. Now, you know, for us, we didn't go into the Louvre. We didn't have time. We wanted to see the Eiffel Tower. And the Eiffel Tower, the lines were crazy. It's not that expensive to go up into the Eiffel Tower. To get tickets up to the top, it's not that expensive, right? Surprisingly. The problem is the lines are so long. So if you are going to spend any money in Europe, spend it. Go to Viator, okay, which is kind of a tour booking group or whatever, and they sell front-of-the-line passes. And it's worth the extra few bucks that you pay for front-of-the-line passes because time is money. The less days you have to spend in Europe, the more money you save. And right, because then you don't have to pay for hotel room, etc. So for us, shaving off 2 hours of lines at the Eiffel Tower was phenomenal, and it was gorgeous. Public bathrooms, that's another thing. That's where you spend your money. Every time I had to pee, you needed in a public bathroom 50 euro cents, or pences, or $1.50 euros. And it's like, are you kidding me? And I had to pee a lot. I mean, you guys know me, I had to pee a lot. They did in France have these public bathrooms where you push a button and you go in, but there's no seats and there's no toilet paper. So for a woman, that's not cool. For guys, it's great. Guys are like, what's the big deal? I could go all over Europe and pee and not have a problem. For us women, no, because I need to sit. I tried to squat. I can't squat. I posted a picture online, and again, I'll write an article on this. Well, the actual hole in the ground, we were in Italy, driving around Italy, and there was just a hole. And it was in a restaurant. It was in a nice restaurant, not a fancy restaurant. It was in a basic restaurant. You know, on the outskirts of in Italy and, rural area. And it's just a hole. How are you supposed to poop? Now, my guess is in Italy or in some of these places, you wear a skirt and you don't wear underwear. So all you have to do is stand and straddle the hole. But I just couldn't do it. So I hardly pooped for 12 days, which is why I sound so constipated. But the toilet thing was a big issue. In fact, what I tried to do is barely sit on the side of the seat, all right, on those that had seats. And then I blew my SI joint, went out of whack. So now I'm like, do I go and see a doctor? Like, I can see a doctor. I think their healthcare system isn't too bad in some areas. Their pharmacy's cheap. Pharmacy, their medications, I walked in going, how much would a Z-Pak be or how much would this be? You still need prescriptions, etc., but it turned out that their prices weren't as, weren't that much different than America's in terms of generic medications. So that was pretty cool. So I found that interesting. But if you have to pee like me, Europe may not be the way to go. Expect to walk. Okay, if something is a mile away, walk. Don't spend money, you know, on a cab. If you really can't walk, yeah, you could take a train. But we walked so much. It was so much exercise. And everybody says you gain weight when you go to Europe. It's the opposite. You lose weight because you're walking everywhere and you're eating healthy. And they don't use as much sugar. Cake, cookies, even their soda pop were less sugary over there. So they're doing something right, and they're definitely staying skinny. But it was a phenomenal trip. And one last thing, our plane flight wasn't until 11:30, leaving Venice, and Venice was one of the most amazing cities. So we decided to rent a car and drive to Lake Como. Lake Como is about 4 hours away from Venice, but so worth the drive. It was phenomenal. So things are shorter, smaller distance in Europe, so you could definitely get around. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-LA.
I got it. fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. When I was out of town, some of you guys left calls and questions on the answer line. Let's get right to them. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY.
Hi, my name is Cindy from Santa Barbara. My comment is to Dr. Dolly is about people and friends and how you isolate or whatever and you don't like people. I came from the 70s generation. And before the cell phone and the computer and all of that. And I don't believe it's any of that. We didn't have anything going on about not liking people in groups, whatever. What I truly think is it's more of a sociopathic mindset, and that's what has developed here, and it's the whole reason about what's going on today and how at the end of your life, you know, there's nobody around or whatever of what's called true friends. It's in the Bible. Mm-hmm. It's the last chapter, and it goes on and on. But anyway, I think she's great, but on this subject, I don't think she's hitting it. That's why people are sort of isolating off, and they're behind all their cellular phones and mm-hmm. computers, and they no longer know how to interact as people. They don't know how to flirt at 13. It's a very isolated society. They got to put down that cell phone and start interacting face to face. And it's developed a sociopathic mindset. All right, thank you. Bye.
No, that's very, very interesting. No, it's an interesting theory. I mean, have we over the last few decades as humans started to, you know, sociopathically or, you know, sociologically decide to isolate ourselves because it's not a decision. It's because we just can't. Are kids becoming less social? Are kids becoming, you know, she mentioned flirting at age 13. I have to disagree because I see kids and I work with kids a lot. They still seem to act as kids. Where I am seeing changes is you don't see kids explore or be as curious. That's something I'm noticing. So I like what you said. I'm just not sure if I'm in complete agreement. You know, children these days, when I was growing up, you know, kids were always getting in trouble for climbing trees. They were always getting in trouble for, you know, trying to start dad's car, for playing with matches. And, you know, I don't see kids do that anymore. Not that I'm saying I want to see kids, you know, play with matches or anything like that, but I see less curiosity with the average kid. They're still social. They still bully each other. They still try to do what, you know, kids do in the animal kingdom, where they try to, you know, find which kids to hang out with early, which kids to, you know, connect with. I see flirting. I see kids flirt. Sometimes they don't realize they're flirting, but they're trying to get the attention of somebody that they like. You know, I'll watch that. You know, I'll be standing in line at Disneyland, and you'll see, you know, a couple little girls, you know, up ahead, you know, catch the eyes of my boys, and then all of a sudden they start making more noise like I used to. And that's how I used to try to get, you know, guys to notice me. And my boys are oblivious, you know, I don't know, they know what I, and I'm like, you know, I think they want to, like, make friends, or they want to try to get your attention. I don't know what to talk to her. So, so I still see that type of, you know, activity happen. What I don't see with kids is as much curiosity, right? They don't chase a firefly or these dragonflies, okay, or try to find a four-leaf clover. I remember for hours trying to sit there and find four-leaf clovers with our friends. No, we don't do that anymore. Why? Because we have other things that are entertaining us, okay? Our smartphones or our computers or our laptops or our tablets are more interesting than what's going on in nature. You know, we used to play with a stick. We used to make mud pies. We used to fry cockroaches on the sidewalk. You take a magnifying glass and you could set the cockroach on fire. Worms. We would find the worms that were almost dead and help accelerate. It was bad what we were doing, but I mean, you know, when you were a kid, you sat there and you played with bugs. You played with the dirt. You dug in. And yes, I got a whooping from my mom all the time. You know, your hands are dirty. Quit getting dirt. You ruined your new, you know, skirt. You know, or pants or whatever my mom dressed me in. And I would always wear down the knees, so she always had to keep sewing them. And, you know, we bought a lot of grocery store clothes. So, my mom didn't have a lot of money for us to, you know, keep getting new clothes. So I'd get my butt whooped a lot. But I was on the ground. I was in the grass. And trust me, I grew up, you know, in Phoenix, Arizona. You know, the desert. And I, you know, still, I was in that dirt. We were looking for snakes. We were uncovering rocks. We were climbing things, climbing fences. We were curious as kids. Now, My kids? No, I didn't want them in the street. I didn't want them digging in the dirt. I didn't want them jumping into ponds and getting into amoeba histolytica or Naegleria fowleri amoeba infection going up into their nose, into their brain. And so, you know, when we know more as a society, we, you know, tell our kids, don't do this, don't do this, don't touch this. I mean, my house burned down. Not because my brothers were playing with matches. One brother wasn't even born at the time, and the other one was, I don't know, asleep. I don't know what he was playing, Atari. I don't know what he was doing. But, you know, I was scared of fire. But, I mean, my kids, they don't play with matches. My kids have never played with matches because nobody in the house smokes. We don't have matches in the house. You know, whereas when I grew up, my mom smoked. Yeah, there were matches. There were lighters. It was cool to play with fire. Fire was cool. Your gas stove, your, you know, a fireplace. You know, there's no central heating, but you have a fireplace, and the fireplace was pretty cool, and watching the fire. And so, you know, having kids less curious and not dealing with nature and playing with the bugs and chasing after frogs and pulling up mushrooms and pulling the weeds. And, you know, oh, by the way, in Europe, the weeds are exquisite. I have never seen such beautiful weeds. There's like weeds with flowers on them. We were at Leeds Castle in England. Oh, my God. I mean, the weeds were just gorgeous. But, you know, as a kid, that's what we would do. We would pull up the weed and we would look at the roots. We would try to drop flies on Venus flytraps. I would love to see more kids do that. You know, I know the Cub Scouts give the kids a lot more nature-type stuff where they have to learn how to start a fire and tie a knot and you know, deal with bugs. And when I grew up, we learned about desert survival, you know, where you get food and water, which cactus to go to, which plant. I hated those classes, but it taught me a lot. So I would suggest with our kids at least getting them more in touch with nature and letting them get excited by what is around them. I mean, playing outside was fun because there was so much to do. You know, ants trying to bury ant holes. And again, I'm not saying to, you know, pick on the insects and stuff. Yeah, I understand that there's probably some groups out there going, you know, that's not nice to, you know, bury ant holes. But this is what we did as kids. You know, these are the types of things. You know, would follow ant farms. We would watch the fish, watch guppies in a pond, things like this. And, you know, we don't do that anymore. In terms of adults, you know, not knowing how to speak to each other or you know, flirt or whatever, you know, maybe we are, you know, developing a little differently. You know, you don't have to do the eye contact or do the, accidentally, you know, brushing your arm against theirs or you know, the certain flirtatious type things that people do when they try to meet each other or try to take things to the next step, because online it goes from hi to want to go out. So, you know, it will be interesting to see how things go from a relationship standpoint. You know, did you need to flirt? Did you need to have that courting? Did you need to have that excitement to start the relationship? Or, you know, do relationships do well where you guys just beat around the bush, just, right online, go, hi, you're cute, I like your picture, I want to go out. And I'm not saying that's how it works online, but, you know, things are changing, you know, society's changing, like the, like our caller said. You know, we just seem to prefer, you know, being at home, being on our computers. It's more entertaining than other people. You know, the olden days, you would go and talk to other people, and that would be stimulating. People find more stimulation watching Netflix. 1-877-DOT-SALLY. Don't go away.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the him.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as we're seeing states, the July 1st threshold pass where, you know, many states' I guess, rules as it pertains to legalized marijuana come into play. Many states in the last election had, I guess, voted to legalize marijuana, but many of the provisions and many of the, I guess, actions or the laws didn't kick in until July 1st. So, you know, we're slowly seeing, you know, how states are kind of, you know, putting things together on how they're, you know, going to test for DUIs. You know, in Nevada, they passed a bill, AB 135, with the help of two medical students. Two of my students, might I add, Charles Cullison and Graham Lambert, great students we had on the show, that figured out that the current testing of marijuana, you know, was not good enough, and how it needed to be changed to actually determine if somebody was impaired or not. Phenomenal study that these kids came up with, and these students. I'm really proud of our millennials. We got some news on millennials, but I got to tell you, man, they're impressing the hell out of me. But a great job, student Dr. Lambert and Cullison, for that. But you know, we're seeing states and them start to shuffle around and start to, you know, make this work, and it will work. Marijuana is not going to go away. The legalization of marijuana, no matter where you stand politically, is going to happen because it's a big money maker for states. You know, the taxes they're able to levy, you know, it brings in a lot of money. People are going to the states where they could smoke. Once all the states have it legalized, maybe we won't see as much economic gains in Colorado and Washington, etc. But it's an industry. And as we're fighting the opioid epidemic and limiting the amount of pain medicine people get, pain's not going away. Nobody's addressing the pain, so we're going to see more people use marijuana. We have some more scientific data and health data on marijuana, which unfortunately isn't good. Sometimes we get good news, sometimes we don't, and we'll talk about that. But from a logistics standpoint, it looks like there's going to be more and more issues. There's a glass company worker who is suing for wrongful firing and wrongful termination of employment because of his use of medical marijuana. Joseph Cobb III, according to Miami Herald, has filed a discrimination lawsuit against Bridgetown-based Ardagh Glass. He says he was let go despite his stellar work performance. He's seeking compensatory and punitive damages and says the company did not accommodate his disability. The company declined comment, saying it does not discuss pending litigation. Cobb started working at the glass manufacturing plant in 2012, and he was prescribed medical marijuana in early 2017 to help treat his Marfan syndrome. Marfan syndrome is a genetic disorder. It kind of affects the body's connective tissue. We see people with longer arm spans. They may have cardiac issues, valvular issues, aneurysm, multiple joint issues. And Cobb took a drug test March 12th. After he fractured his hand while doing machine work. Company policy required him to take an alcohol and drug test because he was injured on the job. The test came back positive for marijuana. Cobb says he showed his employers his medical marijuana card the next day and says he did not use marijuana prior to or during his shift. He says he was given a choice between entering a rehab program or being fired, and he was fired after he protested. Now, this is one of these things where, like I said, I wish the legalization process happened after we had this type of stuff worked out, okay? Companies, and I know this because I do disability ratings for workers' comp, companies have every right to ask for a drug test. If somebody gets injured and is at risk of serious injury, okay, they have every right to find out what could have been going on surrounding the circumstances. If there's a worker that could possibly be putting somebody else at risk, they are mandated to know what's going on. They have to, because they are responsible for the health and safety of their employees. So if somebody is, let's say, a driver, you can't get a commercial driver's license if you do smoke marijuana or use marijuana, from what I understand. But if somebody does do occasional driving for the company. And they come to find out that during the injury, he tested positive for marijuana. You know, what are they supposed to do? They can't have other workers in the same van or truck with somebody who could possibly put them at risk. So these companies are kind of between a rock and a hard place. Now, if you were minding your own business, doing your thing, you injured yourself, and it was an injury that does justify workers' comp to get involved and pay the claim, but you had something in your system from weeks prior, should that cost you your job? No, it shouldn't. So now you see why this gets tricky. How do we know he wasn't high on marijuana at the time? Now, there are ways, and, you know, thanks to the good work of the medical students and you know, many researchers out there, there are ways to get a better idea on active marijuana metabolites versus, you know, metabolites that could be kind of in the system for a longer period of time. But the science isn't perfect yet. And the way we test marijuana is kind of basically a qualitative, you know, yes or no, rather than like a quantitative type of thing. So if you test positive, you could have smoked weeks ago and tested positive. Hair could hold marijuana for at least, a couple months? Have to double check. So, you know, drug tests, unfortunately, could do you in when they had absolutely nothing, the marijuana had absolutely nothing to do with your job. Now, many people use marijuana, you know, for medical reasons, even though they don't even have a medical card. Okay? You know, many people smoke marijuana not so much to get high, but they go, look, it relaxes me. It helps me sleep. It helps me curb my appetite. You know, many people that smoke marijuana, they're not doing it for poops and giggles. Right? They're doing it, you know, to prevent, from preventing other sorts of, actions. You know, I've had people tell me, look, you know, I won't gorge on a dinner buffet because I'll eat a little bit, I'll have some wine, and I'll smoke my joint. Now, I tell them, you know, still, I don't know if that's the most, healthy thing to do, but, you know, people have reasons for smoking marijuana, and those reasons are going to amplify as we see more and more, you know, legalization of it, and, more people will justify their use. But when it comes to injury in the workplace, okay, what is an employer supposed to do? Okay, the employer, now with workers' comp exists so employers don't get sued. So if he injures his hand on the job, okay, he can't sue the employer for that injury. Workers' comp insurance is there in place to pay for medical bills and to provide disability payments, okay, if somebody gets injured on the job. This way employers don't get sued. Now, workers' comp insurance rises, all right? Some workers' comp companies can drop the employer. So an employer has to be kind of cautious about, you know, it can't just, you know, turn their head to safety because they have an insurance company. All right? They have to still be on top of safety of the workplace. They have to. Otherwise, they lose the ability of workers' comp coverage. They could get cited from the state. They could be closed down. So what is an employer supposed to do if you have somebody that could have marijuana in their system? Okay? And even if the marijuana was old, you know, how do we tell? You know, are we doing the testing that looks more at more recent sort of, how you would do that is if the metabolites that occurred during recent use are gone, then that shows that was an older use of marijuana as opposed to something more recent. Now, I'm not a marijuana smoker, but, you know, a day or two after marijuana, you know, would that put you at severe risk at work? For some, yes. For others, no. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with this case. Don't go away. We'll be right back. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
Rehabilitation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.